Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas and Lucky Perez. In fact, I think Bangladesh came up with a sterling performance to have beaten Sri Lanka by 4 wickets. It was, of course, a bit tricky, but right from the get-go, when they started chasing the total of 168, they seemed to have been in control. According to some of the experts I heard yesterday, they seem to think that Sri Lanka might have had the wrong bowling combination for this particular game. And Sri Lanka's bowling is a little bit weak. And that is one of the reasons as to why they were not in a position to defend. I would say a very good total, because 168 is a good total and they just couldn't defend it. Sad. Nevertheless, congratulations to Bangladesh. They did a sterling job, no doubt. Right. Now then, let's have a quick look at the scores. Sri Lanka put into bat 168 for 7. Pathum Nisanka 22, Kusal Mendis 34, and Dasun Shanaka, great to see him back in action. Unbeaten 64 in 37 deliveries, 3 boundaries, and 6 massive sixers. Wonderful to see him. And Mustafizur Rahman for Bangladesh was exquisite. 3 wickets for 20 runs. Well bowled, Fizz. Absolutely fascinating to watch you bowl. And Mehdi Hassan 2 for 25. Bangladesh get there in 19.5 overs. They had a little bit of a jitter, I reckon, in the last over. But nevertheless, they had it under control. 169 for 6. Saif Hassan, wonderful 61. He looks a very exciting player, isn't it? Ridoy 58. As far as Sri Lanka's bowling is concerned, Vanindu Hasaranga 2 for 22. And Dasun Shanaka 2 for 23. Other than that, nothing much to write home about as far as Sri Lanka's bowling is concerned. It was nice to see Vellalage in the park yesterday. It's great. I mean, I'm really overawed by the young man's gesture to make himself available. Now, Sri Lanka will have to try and plan themselves in the bowling department, because that's one area that they need to address. Well, that's it from me and Lucky Perez this morning. But remember today, India versus Pakistan, and that game gets underway Sri Lanka time at 8 o'clock. In all honesty, people are expecting one-way traffic because India are strong favourites. Let's give it a watch. Right, I'm going to spin you a couple of songs today for your listening pleasure. Enjoy it.